no doubt to prove I have one, a different one from the life of their missing hair stealer. Just write the truth, said the defense counsel provided for me by the state. Nothing but the plain, unvarnished truth. They'll fill your pen for you whenever you want. It's a week today since the clip on the ear that led to my arrest. According to the evidence, I was rather drunk. I therefore find it difficult to describe the outward course of events. Come with me, said the customs officer. Please don't make difficulties, I said. My train will be leaving any minute, but without you, said the customs officer. The way he pulled me off the footboard deprived me of any wish to answer his questions. He had my passport in his hand. The other official, who was stamping the traveler's passports, was still in the train. Is there something wrong with my passport? I asked. No answer. I'm only doing my duty, he said several times. You know that very well. Without answering my question as to what was wrong with the passport, an American passport with which I had been halfway around the world, he repeated in his Swiss intonation, Come with me. Now look,